This is Twit.
iPhone. First of all, Renee.
Yes, sir.
What's your best guess as to the name of the next iPhone, the high-end fancy one?
I hate making these guesses because it's literally Apple guesses. So they get together, they pick sort of a name, they make up a big list, and then they go through them and they talk out all these names and figure out which one is the best one to go to market with. And sometimes it's the first name they thought of. Sometimes it's not. Like, I believe the recent MacBook was MacBook Stealth for a while before they settled back down to just
thank God.
MacBook. A lot of names sound goofy until you've had them for 10 months.
And then do think that there will be a 7S and a 7S Plus, right?
Yeah, and they could just be iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and iPhone 8 Pro, because that's a very simple, easy to understand nomenclature. Or they could just be iPhone, iPhone Plus, and iPhone Pro if Apple decides to ditch the numbering scheme. I mean, there's pros and cons to all of these, and I imagine Phil Schiller and Greg Joswiak and everyone are busy hashing that out.
We are lucky because we do have an expert in iPhone naming here. Scott Bourne, in 2006, before the iPhone came out, before it was announced, you knew it was going to be the iPhone. Right?
I did.
You said, it's going to be the iPhone. And that was actually a more of a guess because, I mean, there were iPods.
Well, we had a little bit of, we had just a touch of inside info.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nobody's going to remember this. It's watching the show. But this is like eons ago. My little buddy, Merlin Mann, would ridicule me every time I'd say I had an inside source. But I really did. I had an inside source.
Is he still an Apple?
I'm not going to say anything else.
Andy, do you have any thoughts about what the next generation iPhone will be called, the high-end model?
I wouldn't be surprised if there hasn't been serious discussion about doing away with the numbering completely.
That's where we seem to be kind of converging, right?
Yeah, because they've done that before. They did away with that for the iPad. It basically makes older hardware feel a little bit frumpier than it actually is. If you just simply call it iPhone Plus 2017 edition, that's okay. that's like the fourth or fifth syllable, by which point no one is listening anymore. You have to ask yourself, at what point is it useful to them to keep numbering these things? I wouldn't be surprised if they were to do a new name for this new higher end phone. I'm sure that they would want to keep the pedigree that they've been doing before, like the Mac Pro or the Mac it would be the iPhone Pro or the iPhone Edition. Edition would help to make it sort of go down a little bit easier that these things are in such short supply and that they're charging so much more for them. I have to say that I'm contrary to what I was talking about several months ago, I'm warming to the idea of having an iPhone Edition, so long as they're using this as an opportunity to really push the hardware forward and not just a way to, as long as they don't make the same mistake that I thought they made with the watch, which is to say, we took the same molds, it's the same watch, we just put a more I was about to try to make a
obscene.
Ten Commandments analogy. basically, don't lust after aluminum, lust after gold. Look, don't focus on the world problems. Look, here's something gold shiny. So I'd be bored.
So addition would make sense from the watch standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to say, here is something we can't manufacture this in quantities where we can deliver tens of millions per quarter. Here is something we can build only about 5 to 10 million copies of. Well, no. I'm not saying ceramic. I'm not saying gold. I'm saying that here is a new sensor technology. Right. Here's a new camera technology. Here is something that would really help out ARKit. Here's a way that we'll actually be able to see in 3D. And that will let you take get an advanced look at what ARKit can do with people that have these new special kinds of phones, have this special extra hardware. But it doesn't commit them to making sure they can source 100 million copies of this component. It also doesn't commit them to being able to ship this to every single store and have it waiting for everybody. So what I'm looking for in every manufacturer, not just Apple, is, again, something that really pushes phones forward, because it's really, really hard now to a lot of the most exciting stuff that's happening is how good a phone can you make now for $300, for $400, for $200. And a lot of manufacturers are doing some incredible hardware for half the price of any prestige level phone. So it would disappoint me if they were saying we just made it more elegant. We just made it more exotic. We just made it more, you know, design pat on our back about how good designers we are. If they said that if we had the chance to only make 1 million copies of an iPhone and we had the chance to make it a little bit thicker and charge a few hundred dollars for it, what would we do with that opportunity? And the answer is not, we'll pour a different material into the mold and pretend that it's really special.
I have a theory, but I'm going to let our expert answer before I, because you came up with, you knew it was the iPhone. What do you think the 10th anniversary iPhone will be called?
iPhone 10.
10. You think 10?
Or an X.
X.
Yeah. That's my pick.
I'm thinking, so you can go by, as Andy does with the addition, that maybe they would follow their name, naming scheme for their watch. I'm thinking, the new iMac is the iMac Pro, right?
Yep. Yeah, and Pro is probably my second choice.
Pro might be interesting. The iPhone Pro, focusing especially on the camera.
From the marketing perspective, Andy's right on. I mean, it's definitely harmful to legacy sales to have you look at an iPhone 4 as, you know, something that's really no good because it's so old.
Right.
If you take that numbering system away, that makes selling, well, you know, older phones.
They did it with the SE, right?
Yeah,
the SE
yeah.
is really a 5S, but they call it the SE.
Right. And I think that, you know, marketing drives a lot of the decisions at Apple, so it's a good bet. But I think the number X is real popular in overseas. You see X real bold. I think they, you know, I think that, you know, particularly in China, that's popular.
I bought a car with an X in the name.
What was that?
The Model X.
Ah,
yes, yeah. You did.
Yeah.
We've all decided that iPhone AF is just off the table, right?
AF?
Apple would never go there.
iPhone is A.
<That's>,
never mind.
that's the new autofocus mode.
Autofocus. Oh, I'm sorry. My mind.
iPhone autofocus. You'll be able to do bird photography. There's a Scott Bourne mode on the new iPhone.
Scott Bourne mode. There ought to be. Oh, I love the speculation, and I always like it as we get closer to these events, you know, that gets more heated. But I am very excited. I have to say, this is the first iPhone I've been really excited about in a few years.
Well, would you like me to channel our friend John C. Dvorak to have him chip in?
What do you think he would say?
That'll never work.
No way. Who would buy anything that expensive?
Got a Windows phone.
Yeah. Yeah, Windows.